European debt crisis may be about to claim its first American victim.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, we will assess the global impact of the historic floods in Thailand. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are lower at the open this morning. The Dow down 146 points, about 1.2% at 12,084. The NASDAQ down about 1.5%. The S&P 500 also down 1.5%. One stock that is not trading this morning is that of MF Global. The brokerage firm, which is run by former New Jersey Governor John Corzine, has seen its stock price collapse in the last week, and trading was halted this morning amid fears about a bankruptcy filing. And we'll start with that. And here to explain live is our New York Bureau Chief, Heidi Moore. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us what's going on at MF Global.
Sure. A lot of people haven't heard of MF Global. All you need to know is that it's a mid-sized firm that's involved in commodities, and it's run by John Corzine, who is the former governor of New Jersey and also the former CEO of Goldman Sachs. So what MF did was it loaded up on European sovereign debt, $6.3 billion worth, and now it's paying the price. No one else wanted to buy that debt. MF couldn't dump it, and they've negotiated a bankruptcy or a sale over the weekend. We'll soon know. And the interesting thing here is that MF almost died back in 08, and we saved it. And it came back, clearly didn't learn any of its lessons.
Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore. Thanks, Heidi. And let's get some analysis now from Julia Coronado, who is Chief Economist at the investment bank BNP Paribas. She is with us live from New York, as she is every Monday. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Julia, is this the possibly the Bear Stearns of the European debt crisis? In other words, are there going to be more financial firms like this that are tied up in European debt and are brought down?
I don't think so. MF Global took a very special interest in European debt, and I don't think a lot of the other American firms have taken a similar view. So I don't expect a lot of fallout to other firms. That said, I do think this highlights the vulnerabilities to the Eurozone crisis, and there are still questions that are circulating and swirling around about the larger countries like Spain and Italy and how they're going to fund themselves into the future.
Well, you mentioned Italy. I have seen a lot of headlines about Italy this morning. What is the latest concern there?
Well, it's just the concern. There was so much optimism after the announcement last week, but as you dig through the details are still yet to be worked out. And so it's still not clear how a country like Italy is going to finance its very, very large deficits going forward. And we're still very much waiting on details, and then there's a lot of balls still in the air.
You're talking about the grand plan that came out last week to deal with the European debt crisis. I noticed one of the things that it called for was help from the Chinese, who haven't said yes yet.
Absolutely. So there's a lot of sort of hopeful ideas about taking the money that Europe has put forward and that the IMF have put forward and leveraging that and getting private investors to come in and put their money up. But of course, that all depends on the terms that you get on the deal. So sure, China might be willing to participate, but they're going to want to get a pretty good return. And is that return enough to, or does that, is it so high that it gets Italy back into trouble? So really a lot of questions still around where we're going to go from here.
Julia Coronado, Chief Economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas, thanks so much.
All right, my pleasure.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. By Constant Contact, combining email marketing and social media for more customers and more time back on the clock. Learn more at ConstantContact.com. And by Allianz, insuring more than 80 million customers worldwide and providing retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
Almost 8 months ago, when the earthquake and tsunami struck Japan, we saw the impact natural disasters can have on the global economy when they happen, where things are manufactured. Well, today the focus is on Thailand, which, as it turns out, makes pieces of a lot of the stuff we buy. And the factories where those pieces are made are underwater after extremely high tides over the weekend brought the country's worst flooding in a half a century to its peak. For more, let's bring in the BBC's Rachel Harvey, who is in Bangkok. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Rachel, is the worst over, and what do things look like out in the streets of Bangkok?
Well, the government's saying that for the center of Bangkok, the worst could be over, but it is only the center of Bangkok that has been spared. If you look at a satellite image, you see this white blob of Bangkok center surrounded by a sea of blue. So that runoff water that's moving down from the central provinces has now inundated areas in the northern suburbs, to the west of Bangkok, and areas around the main Chao Phraya River. So there's no real sigh of relief here. It's more a case of, okay, the center's been spared the worst, but there are still people that are going to need a lot of help for a long time to come.
People and businesses. I know a lot of the factories are located outside of Bangkok. What's the impact on global business so far?
Well, it's going to be, I think, medium to long term, pretty profound, although they haven't had a chance to really do a proper damage assessment, and they won't do until the floods recede. But we're talking about at least seven industrial parks that are completely underwater. That means thousands of factories that have had to stop work. It means tens of thousands of workers that are temporarily, at least, laid off. So big concerns. We're talking in many cases about electronics firms and auto industry. So Honda and Toyota, for instance, have been heavily impacted by this. And that, of course, follows on from the Japanese tsunami earlier this year. So they've taken a big hit. Sony, Western Seagate, there are predictions that perhaps hard drive prices might be pushed up by all of this. The supply chains and the factories combined, that causes big problems, not just in Thailand, but also farther afield as well.
The BBC's Rachel Harvey in Bangkok. Rachel, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And finally, to a pizza dispute in Lake City, Florida. Back on October 20th, a Papa John's there was destroyed in a fire, and police are charging two men who happened to be the managers of the local Domino's. According to officials, one of the men said he thought with the Papa John's out of the way as competition, more pizza lovers would flock to Domino's. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Farm workers go where the work is, so they never really know where they live.
Before the center existed, I would start to worry 2 or 3 months before I needed to return to Napa. Where will I live? The difference now is that if I come here, there's a place for me to live.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Farm workers find shelter next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.